and wondered if she dared turn her head. "It's me," said the voice. Tiffany turned towards a clump of daisies twice the height of a man. "That's not a lot of help." "Are you mad?" said the daisies. "I'm looking for my brother," said Tiffany sharply. "The horrible child who screams for sweeties all the time." The daisy stems parted, and the boy Roland darted out and joined her under the leaf. "Yes," she said, edging away, and feeling that only a sister has a right to call even a brother like Wentworth horrible. "And threatens to go to the toilet if he's left alone," said Roland. "Yes, where is he?" "That's your brother, the one who's permanently sticky."
"I told you."
"And you really want him back?"
"Yes." "Why?"
"He's my brother," Tiffany thought. "What's why got to do with it?"
"Because he's my brother. Now tell me where he is."
"Are you sure you can get out of here?" said Roland.
"Of course," Tiffany lied.
"And you can take me with you?"
"Yes." Well, she hoped so.
"All right. I'll let you do that," said Roland, relaxing.
"Oh, you'll let me, will you?" said Tiffany.
"Look, I didn't know what you were, all right," said Roland. "There's always weird things in the forest. Lost people, bits of dreams that are still lying around. You have to be careful. But if you really know the way, then I ought to get back before my father worries too much."
Tiffany felt the second thoughts starting. They said, "Don't change your expression. Just check."
"How long have you been here?" she asked carefully.
"Exactly."
"Well, the light doesn't really change much," said the boy. "It feels like I've been here, hours, maybe a day."
Tiffany tried hard not to let her face give anything away, but it didn't work. Roland's eyes narrowed.
"I have, haven't I?" he said.
Why do you ask?" said Tiffany desperately.
"Because, in a way, it feels like longer. I've only been hungry two or three times, and I've been to the, twice, so it can't be very long. But I've done all kinds of things. It's been a busy day."
His voice trailed off.
You're right," said Tiffany. "Time goes slowly here. It's been a bit longer." 100 years? Don't tell me it's 100 years. Something magical has happened, and it's 100 years, yes?"
"What? No, nearly a year." The boy's reaction was surprising. This time he looked really frightened.
"Oh, no, that's worse than 100 years.
"How?" said Tiffany, bewildered.
"If it was 100 years, I wouldn't get a thrashing when I got home."
"Hmm," thought Tiffany. "I don't think that's going to happen," she said aloud. "Your father has been very miserable. Besides, it's not your fault you were stolen by the Queen." She hesitated, because this time it was his expression that gave it all away.
"Was it?" "Well, there was this fine lady on a horse with bells all over its harness, and she galloped past me when I was out hunting, and she was laughing, so of course I spurred my horse and chased after her, and—"
He fell silent.
"That probably wasn't a good decision," said Tiffany. "It's not bad here," said Roland. "It just keeps changing. There's doorways everywhere. I mean entrances into other places." His voice tailed off.
"You'd better start at the beginning," said Tiffany.
"It was great at first," said Roland. "I thought it was, an adventure. She fed me sweetmeats."
"What are they exactly?" said Tiffany. Her dictionary hadn't included that one.
"Are they like sweetbreads?" "I don't know. What are sweetbreads?"
"The pancreas or thymus gland of a cow," said Tiffany. "Not a very good name, I think." Roland's face went red with the effort of thought.
"These were more like nougat."
"Right, go on," said Tiffany.
"And then she told me to sing and dance and skip and play," said Roland. "She said that's what children were supposed to do."
"Did you?"
"Would you? I'd feel like an idiot. I'm 12, you know."
Roland hesitated.
"In fact, if what you say is true, I'm 13 now, right?"
"Why did she want you to skip and play?" said Tiffany, instead of saying, "No, you're still 12 and act like you're 8.
"She just said that's what children do," said Roland.
Tiffany wondered about this. As far as she could see, children mostly argued, shouted, ran around very fast, laughed loudly, picked their noses, got dirty and sulked. Any scene dancing and skipping and singing had probably been...